Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, let's check the planting reports now. We first start with spring wheat planting, which actually doubled across the U.S. last week. This is USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey with the latest.
Looking at the spring wheat planting numbers for the week ending May 3rd, still seeing some fairly slow progress in eastern sections of the northern plains, including the Red River Valley. Overall spring planting progress more than doubled during the week, but is now still well behind average at 29% planted, five-year average 43%. And last year at this time, we were a bit slower at 19% planted. The slowest state, no surprise on planting, is North Dakota, just 15% of the intended acreage in the ground by May 3rd, well behind the five-year average of 33%. Meanwhile, in the Northwest, progress is ahead of schedule. Washington leads the nation, 92% planted. Idaho not far behind at 78%, also ahead of average. Now, in terms of spring wheat emergence, though, we have had rather cool weather across the northern plains that has hampered the emergence, even in areas where planting has occurred. Just 6% of the crop emerged by May 3rd. Five-year average is 16%, but we are ahead of last year's 4%.
Rippey also gives a detailed report on soybean planting.
Now, looking at those same Western Corn Belt states, very rapid progress in, for example, Iowa, with an advance from 9% planted for soybeans a week ago to 46% on May 3rd. Minnesota advancing from 5 to 35%, and Nebraska advancing from 8 to 32% planted during the last week. Further north and east, however, less than 10% of the soybeans have been planted. In North Dakota, in Ohio, in the latter state, just 7% planted there. And in North Dakota, 1% planted on May 3rd.
And finally, Rippey says there's been some meaningful sugar beet planting in the Red River Valley.
Moving back to the north, for the week ending May 3rd, sugar beet planting finally getting some meaningful acreage in the ground in the Red River Valley. National progress approaching the halfway mark, 49% complete. That is behind the five-year average of 63%, but ahead of last year's 29%. North Dakota advancing from just 1% planted a week ago to 23% complete by May 3rd. That's still way behind the five-year average of 56%.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.